Time for our Thursday chat with Richard Roper. Richard, good morning. So do we have the first case of somebody suing a sports team for being lousy?
Well, listen, I'm a White Sox fan. I've been looking into it for the last several years, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Yeah, don't do that. But out west, they're doing it.
Yeah, so this Rockies fan got hit by a foul ball, I guess, and he was in the skybox. So he's saying two things. He's saying that the sight lines are bad there, and also the Rockies are so bad that people are distracted by all these amusements they offer you, flat screen TVs. And remember Seinfeld? They had Jackie Childs, the lawyer, who would take on these cases. It's outrageous, it's egregious, it's preposterous. And obviously it's a terrible thing that someone got hurt, but Bob, you guys know, you go to a game, you have to pay attention, and people don't pay attention a lot of times.
Well, doesn't it say
Balls.
Yeah, on the ticket, doesn't it say
on the back of the ticket, right?
Yeah, yes. We're not liable.
Listen, if you go to see Beyonce and you get hit by a Stetson that she flings from the stage.
I didn't realize people were being hit by cowboy hats.
You don't know. But, I remember a few years ago, LeBron James set the all-time scoring points record, and there were all these photos at the stadium, right? I think it was in the Lakers home game. And every single person was on their phone. And you're thinking, you're on your phone. Millions of people have access to the video and the photos taken by the pros. And only 20,000 people are there. And you're filtering it through your phone. And you see that all the time. Any replay of a home run, if you're watching the Cubs, watching the Sox, or MLB, whatever the case is, watch a replay of a home run in slow motion and watch how about 30% of the fans are looking down at the moment. The moment Shohei hits the home run. They're missing the moment.
And do the lawyers in this case, what are they saying? Is anybody saying this is preposterous, or is this suit going to move forward?
Listen, remember there were suits where people got coffee spilled on them, and they won some. I don't see that they win the case here. First, they're saying, well, they have bad sight lines, but then they're saying we're distracted. So which one is it?
We'll find out soon enough. Let's talk a little bit about the guy, the friend of the man who fell from the stands during a Pirates-Cubs game last month. He was charged with giving him alcohol. It's interesting the way TV news is covering this now, isn't it? Because, and I think I said this when the story broke, I couldn't watch this, and it's all over social media, the guy falling out of the stands. But lately on TV, they don't show you the fall, do they?
No, they try. Even some really severe injuries, when athletes sustain them, they'll say, we're not going to show this again because it's so gruesome. In this case, again, it's really, really sad. This kid, young guy, falls over the railing. His friend's 21, he's 20. And yes, let's be clear, don't buy alcohol for anybody if you're of age and they're not. But every 21-year-old and 20-year-old at every college game you see almost, the 21-year-old's the one who buys the beer there. So I think they have to do the charges because it's on video. They have surveillance of the guy and handing the beer to his friend. But I think it just kind of adds to the sadness of this whole story that now the friend is going to get some criminal charges against him for buying his buddy a couple of beers.
I guess the last we heard, Dave, was that the guy's going to make a recovery.
Well, he's been talking, he's walking, he's got a lot of rehab ahead of him, but it's remarkable that he's alive, let alone walking and talking.
And Dave, it's also, don't you think it's remarkable that we don't see even more of this? Because even with the nets and the baskets and everything, there's so many upper decks at stadiums where you can just lean over and lose your balance.
Yes, and usually the fans who end up on the field are the ones in the lower sections who come over the railing. We've seen that. But, it can be a little unsettling to be sitting right on the railing in the upper deck.
Absolutely.
And you look down, and if you think someone's unsteady, for whatever reason,
you get that vertigo. Remember the old Comiskey Park before they retrofigured it? The upper deck, you felt like you were in the sky. It was a little bit unnerving when you were on the top tiers there. Of course, nobody goes to the upper deck these days.
You don't have to,
because it's closed for business right now.
I saw a video on social media recently from, I guess it must have been 1961 or 60, Don Cardwell's no-hitter with the Cubs.
Oh, okay.
And so he gets the no-hitter, and then 5,000 fans pour onto the field. The security was a little different back then.
You also notice when you see those old pictures, a great photo of Willie Mays in his prime, and everybody in the stands looks like they're an informant for J. Edgar Hoover. They got the suit and the chapeau and the tie on, the dresses. They all look like they're in the grassy knoll.
before we let you go today, Richard, we should say something about everybody's friend around here, George Wendt. Nice editorial in the Tribune about how Chicago has had some entertainment figures indelibly associated with our city, but maybe none more so than George Wendt.
I have a great memory. In 2010, they did a live reading of the script for the Superfans movie that Odenkirk and Smigel had written that never got produced. And we did a live reading. I was the narrator. Ditka was there, Smigel, George Wendt, Horatio Sands. And after the table read, George Wendt said to me that afternoon, "Let's meet at the hotel bar for a beer." And when I went down to the lobby of the Marriott, he was in that seat. He was, and he said, "Well, people expect it, Rich." And so he was right there in the corner seat in the bar with a mug of beer.
Perfect. Can you imagine people wandering and seeing that?
Wondering, is this an animatronic display? And it was George.
Yeah, I think everybody posted a picture with George on social media in the last couple of days around here.
He's one of those guys, for sure.
Richard Roper, thank you, Rich. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.